Hello and welcome to Dad Educates Daughter on 80s Music. This is Series 7, Episode 12. And we are currently going through the Now That's What I Call Music series, which was a compilation.
That started
in the 80s and still going now. They've just been advertising the Christmas one. Hello, Rebecca.
Oh, by have Wayne. They?
Come in. Hello, yeah, they've Dad. Just... 121, I think it was, 122, but yeah.
And what number are we on?
We tonight are discussing volume 28. So almost another 100 volumes since when we were. And this was released in August 1994.
Okay, so they did three this year.
So 30 years, over 30 years ago, 31 years to be precise.
Yeah.
Yeah. So how are you? How did you find this week's as we go into the mid-90s?
I know. I'm very good. And this one, now, when you're looking compared to last week, I mean, it's not hard to beat, is it? So, but this one had so many recognisable songs. And do you know what? A lot of them were a nice sing-along. And we all know how I love a sing-along in the car by now. So yeah. That was a high moment for me. I'll just quickly... I've broken up the sides. I've done it a bit different this week. I think I had a lot of motivation this week. I've had, like, instead of doing it as an all-in-one, I've broken up the sides. So side one had great music, and even with the 90s in there, it weren't too harsh. So I could manage that. Obviously, it's all 90s, but when I say 90s, it's like we're back to the 80s when I was like, oh, that sounded very 80s. It's got an 80s sound. Do you remember when I used to say all of that?
Yeah.
We've got this with the 90s now. So the 90s sound, in case you don't know, is like your ravey, your DJ sets that are just set noise, yeah? So what I'm saying, it's very 90s, it's that horrible sound. Whereas very 80s was quite good, right? 90s is a bit of a negative impact at the moment. So it was too hard. But the 90s in there wasn't too harsh. I could manage it and actually enjoy it. Side two was a carry on from this. We saw the intro of Blur, who I didn't really know what they sounded like. And I can say from this first one that we've had, I can get down with them. And there was a few mellow songs in there as well, as well as having Erasure and Seal. So it was a bit more me rather than your noise and your bass.
Yeah.
Side three, it started off like I was going to a rave. A lot of non-lyrical music in there, very heavy on sound. And side four mixed it up a bit. So I felt like it was a bit here and there, but it worked for that side.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. Shall we start then?
We shall indeed.
So we've got 40 tracks to get through. That's 10 tracks per side if you had a cassette, 20 tracks per CD if you obviously had a CD. It was two CDs, mm-hmm. two cassettes, but side one and two of the cassettes gives you four sides.
Isn't it weird that you can't turn a CD over? But else you can turn over, like you turn a vinyl over, you turn a CD over, a cassette over, but a CD, turn that over.
All in one.
Screwed.
Yeah. Because it was lasered on.
Yeah.
So, the top of it was like, it just advertised what it was. It just told you what it was.
It was basically the same as the cover, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so cassette one, side one, 10 tracks, and we start with Wet. Oh, sorry. How many number ones?
Yeah. Oh my goodness, are you all right today?
No, I just suddenly remembered. I remembered it as I went.
Yeah. I've only gone for three. It's a bit hard this week. Yeah. So I went for Flintstones, What a Man, and Absolutely Fabulous.
Okay. Well, I'm quickly adding them up because I haven't done it.
Oh,
I'm a bit behind.
He's slacking, isn't he?
I am today. So how many have you gone for?
Three.
3.
Yeah.
You are spot on.
Oh, okay. I like when I'm spot on, but it also gives me heart palpitations because I've got no leeway on. I could do less, or like, when I go more, there might be some of them in there.
So just I'm remind me who you've gone with. The Flintstones.
Flintstones. Yeah, by B-52s.
Yeah.
Absolutely Fabulous by Absolutely Fabulous.
Okay.
And What a Man by Salt and Pepper.
Okay. All right. I will let you know this. They are all in the top 10 that you have just
right,
said.
Right. So what did I say last week? I do pick top 10s. I do pick top
They are ones. All in very the top rare. 10. So okay. Let's see if you've got your number ones.
I'm quite confident on 2.
Okay. All right. Okay. Let's hope you don't get disappointed too early.
Do you know what's funny? People can't see you, so your face to me is just like always poker, but you also like to wind me up by doing a face where it makes me then I'm here like I'm quite confident and you're doing it like, oh, I don't think you should be.
Because I know I've got the answers in front of me.
Yeah, but you're also a poker face and you never let anything. Okay.
Yeah. So, shall we start? Cassette yes, we one, shall. Side one, 10 tracks, first song, Wet, 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 Love Is All Around, and I'll let you know now, it was number one.
Oh, for goodness sake. That is a... Wait, can I tell you as to why I didn't put it as a number one?
And you know what? I'm surprised you didn't know about this. It actually was number one for 15 weeks.
Whoa.
Which was one short of the record by Bryan Adams, Everything I Do It For You, in 1991 from the film Robin Hood, which was at number one for 16 weeks. Wet, 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 Love Is All Around, which I think was from the film Four Weddings and a Funeral, was number one for 15 weeks.
Yeah. Right. I knew it was in a film. But I'll tell you as to why I didn't put it as number one. There's two reasons. One, couldn't remember what film. Right? Two, Wet, Wet, Wet's an 80s people. And when I've put 80s people as number one before, they let me down. So I was like, this can't be. This is a, what a starter to my week. Great song. I know you don't like Wet, 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 but this song...
Wet, Drip, Dry. Let's get it right.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Wet, Drip, Dry.
Bit like Get a Life.
Hey, now, right. That hurts. I know you don't like them, but this song is just something else.
I'll be honest. When you say I don't like them, I don't not like them. It just weren't my kind of music, but they have a lot of songs.
They've
like Sweet Little Mystery, Wishing I Was Lucky. I mean, there's some good songs in there, don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
Angel Eyes was it or something like that. So they had some good songs. But I don't think this one was good enough. But then again, same with Bryan Adams, really. I think
are you joking?
Buying it every week. Because how can it's a song fantastic. Be that number? Everyone should own them. Everyone, but I never bought it. But it was at number one for 15 weeks. That's a lot of weeks. That's over that 3 months, if you think about it. Almost 4 months. Bryan Adams was number one for 4 months. Are you telling me that's not everyone had bought it by that time if they wanted it?
And no other songs came out. That word
exactly, that's what I mean. It's unbelievable.
It is, but it is a good song, you can't deny that.
No, yeah, okay,
not good,
but yeah. So, there's your first number one as we come on to All For One. I Swear,
yeah, Don't You Dare.
It's in the top 10,
yeah,
it's in the top 5.
It's going to be number 3.
It was in the top 2.
Oh, it's number 2.
It is number 2.
Okay. That song, right? Do you want to know music that really speaks to my soul, right? I love a boy band, right? But like a 90s boy band like this.
These are like a harmony, but I swear.
Yeah. Yeah. Like take that. Give me Boyzone. Give me Westlife.
Yeah, so very Boyzone. That could be a Boyzone song.
Yeah. Give me all of those types of songs. Oh my God. Party in Your Hands. Like, this is very me.
Yeah, well, it was a good song.
I went through a phase recently, I know completely off topic, of re-listening to these types of songs to the point where Connor got really, really annoyed. And he was like, Becca, we can't listen to these again. But I listened to all these types of harmony, boy band.
Did you have All really For One? Did you listen to them? Did you listen to All
This
For
is
One?
On my playlist. This is on my playlist.
Was it before?
Yeah.
All right.
This was already liked.
You already knew about them.
I didn't know all. I don't know All For One. I just knew I Swear. I couldn't tell you any of their other songs.
I don't know. I couldn't tell you either. I'm not sure if they've had any.
But this song. But like you say, like if I listened to this, I wouldn't have said All For One. I would have been like Boyzone or something.
Yeah.
But yeah, this was one of the songs when I went through that phase. It had to be in there.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
They had two top 40s, of which this was their only top 10. They were a trio, like a heart. And their other one was I Can Love You Like That, which got to number 33.
Can I Love You Like That, don't know.
So literally a one-hit wonder.
Pretty much, yeah.
So there we go. Anyway, moving on to Ace of Base, Don't Turn Around, which you've had before. It was a B-side originally of Tina Turner's.
Ew.
And then Aswad released it in 1988, and it got to number one. So you have listened to another number one. However, it wasn't number one for Ace of Base. It was number five.
Okay. I like the music. Not too bad. And it's good for like the 90s sound. I did think I recognised it, but I was like, yeah,
you've,
but not.
You've had Aswad. You've definitely had Aswad.
So they've obviously altered it. Yeah.
And then, funny enough, we have Aswad.
Yeah, not going to lie, for a moment, I thought you were getting confused.
Yeah. Oh, no. Aswad released Don't Turn Around. That was their big hit. As I say, it got to number one. This is Shine, and this also got to number five.
Okay. Very head bopper, bit of sway in music. I quite liked it.
Okay. So then we come to the B-52s, although they changed their name for this. This is from the movie The Flintstones, and they changed their name to the BC-52s. For that one song.
Yeah, because of BC.
Yeah. Meet the Flintstones was the song, and it was in the top 10. And I can let you know it was in the top five.
Well, don't mess about here. Come on.
Okay. It was number three.
Sod off.
Number three for Meet
the Flintstones. You joking?
No.
It's a tune, and everyone knows it, and it's from the Flintstones.
It's funny because I was watching. I was watching a film last night. Really good film. I recommend it. Planes, Trains, and Automobiles. And in they're on the coach. I can't remember what's happened that they're on the coach because they've had so many disastrous. Anyway, he goes to Steve Martin's character and says, "Sing a song," and Steve Martin and it. Literally everyone's turning around and going, "What the hell's this?" And then John Candy just goes, "Meet the Flintstones, meet the Flintstones." And everyone's in the bus starts singing. So you're right. Everyone knows it. And
it is in that part.
He starts singing Meet the Flintstones and everyone starts. And
it's catchy. So that's my standout song this week, because when it played, you smile, you feel good. You're like, and then you just sing. And it's great.
Just to let you know, this was the chart that week.
Go on. What was above it?
At number five, Shine by Aswad.
Oh, That's mad.
Yeah. But number four is a song you've got Well, actually, no, I can tell you because this isn't its peak. At number four is Swamp Thing by The Grid. At number three is Meet
the Fleetwoods.
Yeah, you've got Swamp Thing, yes. Side three, number one.
Yeah.
The Grid, Swamp Thing. Yeah, that's what I said.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was number three. Number four. At number three, as we just said, Meet the Flintstones. At number two, I Swear by All for One.
Mad.
Yeah.
Go on, was number
and
one,
at number one was Wet. Well, exactly. It was number one out of the month. I mean, nothing else could have got to number one, none here. I don't know how we've got number two.
Because you got to remember, this is like between when's the first now released in the year to then this one.
Yeah, true. So, yes, literally is, you've literally got the first 1, 2, 3, you've got the first five songs in the first five tracks on this side of that particular time, because of Aswad as well, at number five. So, yeah. Wet, All for One, The Grid, BC52s and Aswad. Was your top five at that particular time. So there you go. So that's what kept it off of number one, were two you've already had that you didn't put as number one.
Only one of them has been a number one.
No, but I mean, you put, they're both ahead of the one you put for number one. They both were ahead of it.
Yeah. I just thought, Flintstones, why would that not be a number one? Because bloody wet.
Yeah, and All for One. Who would have had a number one as their one hit wonder if it wasn't for Wet?
Yeah.
Wet. I bet they don't like Wet. Anyway, moving on to Let Loose with Crazy For You, originally released in 1993, where it got to number 44, so outside the top 40. Re-released, got to number 2.
That's all right. It was Wet and number one.
Probably.
It was very calming, and it was my kind of music, so I enjoyed that.
Okay. We now come to Doreen with You Are The Best Thing. Do you recognise it?
A little bit, but I don't know why.
You might recognise it.
When it played, I was like...
You may recognise it because you've already listened to it.
Oh, okay. Well, I did think I've had Doreen. So did I just... Is it just from that?
I'm trying to find out what one they were on.
Oh, so they've already been on an hour with this song?
Yes. I can't find it. How are they on it again? Oh, there you go. They were on Now 25.
That's not even that long ago.
No. And then they released their second hit, and that was on Now 27. Which was You Are The Best Thing.
Yeah, we've had Doreen a few times.
Yeah, well, you've had them twice. The first time was with this song.
I'd had them more than that.
And then the second time. Nope.
Oh, I thought I'd had them more than that.
Things Can Only Get Better was their second one. Sorry. This is You Are The Best Thing. So that was on Now 27. And You Are The Best Thing was on Now 25.
That's mad.
And now this is a remix that was re-released. And this time it got to a number 19.
Right. So that's why I recognised it a little bit, because it's a remix.
And re-released as the remix. But didn't do as well because the other one got to number four, the original version. So I don't know why they did it And I certainly don't know why now.
Yeah, that's a bit weird. But I think remixes were a big thing back then. There's quite a few remix type things coming up and popping up. Yeah. So that might be why it fits in, doesn't it? I like the chorus. I do quite like the beat. But yeah, I think I'd prefer it without that. So I probably preferred
original. Yeah. So can you remember who was in Doreen?
Can I echo you have me on?
Brian Cox, the astrologer.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. Yeah. And did you know that Doreen were at Hardwick Festival when we were there? They actually were on the stage after Top Bloke.
They were. Yes. Because you spoke about them. But who came on after Top Loader? I was watching the Wailers. Who came on after the Wailers that we all wanted to see?
Oh, is that bloke?
I remember that.
Yeah,
it's Tom Walker.
Yes.
Yeah. I couldn't remember how late in the day it was, whether it was that late.
Yeah.
So that's why we met.
Yes.
To be fair, like I wouldn't have gone to them. You probably would have, but
these are their only two songs. Hence, they just keep re-releasing remixes.
Yeah, but come on, you went to Top Loader, who only had one song, so.
Well, that's not even. I found out after. That's not even their song. So it's a
even worse, isn't it?
Yeah, but they were good. Anyway, we are digressing as we move on to The Beautiful South. Everybody's Talking. Now, I'm surprised you didn't have this as a number one. Because Beautiful South.
Again.
Oh, good.
Again. 80s.
Yes. Yeah.
So I'm steering again clear from in the 80s on a number one.
Yeah.
If you tell me that they're a number one now, I quit. Makes no sense. Go on.
You can't quit. We've still got another three sides to go, but I'm sorry to say you should have gone with them being number one.
Are you having me on?
No. They were outside the top 10. They were number 12.
If you were my dad, I'd call you some names. They should be higher than 12, but again, 80s, isn't it? So depends who's still following them. This is one of my favourites. I love it. It's very me. Absolutely wonderful. Was great to listen to that.
Okay. As we come to Marcella Detroit, I Believe, and that was number 11.
Okay. I mean, I'd put her maybe a bit later. It's always nice to hear a female voice. I feel like men were very heavy in the music industry back in the day, probably still are. It's quite fair now, I think. But this is a very swaying voice, swaying song. I did enjoy it, fit in nicely as well.
And then lastly, we come to The Pretenders, another 80s or even 70s. They actually started off in the 70s. With I think it's a, I'm pretty sure it's a cover. It is a cover, because I'm, without listening to it, I'm sure it's the same I'll Stand By You as
I'll Stand By You.
Yeah.
I'll Stand By You. Why, who sings that? Who's it, who they covered?
No, it's not, it's their own.
It hasn't it been
back.
Covered.
Take that back.
I feel like maybe it has been
covered. Yeah, possibly. Girls Aloud covered
it. That's it. I was just about to say and it's been done by some girls.
Girls Aloud. There we go. But so The Pretenders version got to number 10.
Okay, well, this was a great end to this side. And that's all I have to say. It's a classic.
Girls Aloud did it for Children in Need, and it got to number one.
Children in Need, isn't it?
Yes.
When I was listening to it, I was like, I swear this is sung by women. But now that makes sense, because I probably heard the Girls Aloud one before this.
Yeah. Shakira, not so good. Only released in Sweden, and it got to number 53.
I was going to say, I can't even think of Shakira singing it.
Yes. So, yes. So, there we go. One number one on side one, which was Wet, Wet, Wet. Love is all around. As we move on to side two, 10 tracks again. And we start with Stiltskin, Inside. And guess what? That's your number one.
Nah, you're joking.
I'm not. Stiltskin, Inside, number one.
That's disgusting. It was just a lot of noise.
Yeah.
That's okay. Very 90s.
Okay.
I'm a bit sad now.
Sorry. Move on to Blur, Girls and Boys. And that was number five.
Yeah, this, very 90s. I didn't think I'd like Blur because I know that it was them and Oasis. They were the two big ones that were like against each other, weren't they?
Yeah. And Pulp, but yeah, mainly those two.
Yeah, and I don't like Oasis, really. Like, I don't get the hype about it. I like their big ones that everyone knows, but I don't really like that type of music. But this by Blur, I really liked it. I enjoyed it. Yeah. It's got a bit more, I don't know, it's got a bit
of... It is a good song. It's a good song, Girls and Boys. Yeah.
I really enjoyed it. So we'll see what else Blur has to offer as we go on. So I'm sure they will appear again. And we'll see whether I do like them. Because I know I don't like Oasis. Oh, yeah.
Okay. M-People were next with Renaissance. And that also was number five. Renaissance. Okay. You've listened to it. I say it as it's spelt, Renaissance.
I know you do. I can't go. Where'd it come to? Five.
Number five.
Yeah, I don't expect anything else from them. This isn't their best from what I've heard of them in the previous weeks. Like, I wouldn't, like, this would be their lowest ranking out of the ones that I've had before, in my opinion. But I still like it. It's sing-along and it's upbeat. Fits in with them, so that's good.
As we move on to Eternal, Just a Step from Heaven, number eight.
So I enjoyed this. Now, was this... Because now I'm a bit worried. In the playlist that I had, was this just Eternal on their own?
Yeah.
That was good to listen to.
That's all I've got, yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, sugar. So I listened to a mix. It was a remix. But it was a very good remix. And it still had very much in there. No, the list that you sent me is... The playlist I've listened to is obviously I did the wrong one. And I've not realised that I've listened. But Eternal was still in there and I do really like the song. And like, I can imagine taking the mix away. So I really enjoyed this. Because I did put... Oh, it's got that 90s mix in it, but really enjoyed Eternal's voice. So I'd enjoyed Eternal on their own. Anyway. Oh, yeah, definitely Eternal. Okay, yeah. Yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Tony...
I only like Eternals, but anyway. So I like that.
Oh, right.
I like that, yeah.
As we come to Tony Braxton, Another Sad Love Song, originally released in 1993, where it got to number 51. This one, when it was re-released, got to number 15.
So this was calming. Very soppy, but I enjoyed it, which is weird because it's quite a sad song, but yeah.
China Black with Searching, number four.
just very repetitive. I wouldn't put it as number four. That could be lower.
Okay. And then we have Dawn Penn with You Don't Love Me, No, No, No. And that got to number three.
This was very misleading. So the beginning had a really good beat and I thought it was going to be a banger, but then it goes quite calm. And I was like, no, I wanted a bit more upbeat and a bit more like dancey, because that's what I thought it was. Like, I was in my car bopping and then the bopping stopped. I was like, oh, maybe not. So, yeah, it weren't bad. I was just like, oh, wanted that bit to carry on.
Yeah. Okay. Then we come to our good friends, Chakademus and Pliers. We've had them a few times now. I Wanna Be Your Man, number 19.
I like the change pace here. And it's a bit of a different genre, I think. So I really enjoyed that little change.
Okay. Now we come to another 80s duo in Erasure with Always. Now, just to let you know before I go on, this is often voted by their fans as their best song.
Oh, yeah, okay. I can see that.
Okay. It's also their highest charting position until 2005.
Wow.
When Breathe matches where this got to.
Okay.
So number it's two. In the top 10.
Number two.
Now, bear in mind, this is Erasure. It's in the top five. Always got to number four.
Oh, see, I would have put it higher.
Yeah, I would. It's a great song.
Genuinely, all I've written is love. That's all I've written.
Yeah. But when you think of their A Little Respect, Sometimes, Blue Savannah, Chorus, Love to Hate You, and this is always voted as their best song by their fans.
Like, when you said it's voted by the best song, I was thinking there are others, but I can see why. It is a good one. Like, really good.
Mm-hmm. And compared to Breathe, which, as I say, is the next time they get this high and it actually got to number four in 2005, this is miles a better song. I mean, Breathe is good, but this is such a better song.
But what shocks me is that this is their highest they've ever charted.
No, no, not their highest they've ever had. Their highest to date, Sometimes got to number two. ABBA-S, their covers of ABBA, got to number one.
Right, I did think surely number four.
This got to number four, but it's their highest. This is their highest chart position until 2005.
But it's
so
not
they
their
released
highest.
Songs throughout the 90s.
Oh, no, so that was get higher than a four.
Yes,
from this song
until 2005.
With yes. You, I thought you just meant this is their highest chart.
No.
But it's not.
Sometimes got to number two. Chorus got to number three. Blue Savannah got to three or four. I Hate You got to number four. But as I say, ABBA-S got to number one. So, yes.
Yeah. No, I'm with you. I just missed.
Okay. Seal, Prayer for the Dying, number 14.
Oh, I would. Higher. He's got a great voice.
Yes, I totally agree.
This I could listen to again and again. Yeah. What two great songs finish this on and finish the whole CD on. That's where I am sad that downloads, like I just listened to it as one long playlist. Where it's imagine being in your car and this finishes and you've got to change over the cassette or the CD. You'd be like, oh, you'd be on a high, wouldn't you? Yeah.
And luckily, I've just noticed on my notes. Sorry, go on.
Luckily, I'm from a time where I know what that feels like. Like I've listened to CDs. I've listened to cassettes growing up with you anyway. But like I had my own CDs. I had my own Walkman. Before, like I'm that generation that still had all of that. before it just became downloads. So I do know that feeling, which is why I can sit here and be like, what a great end to that, because I can kind of imagine it. Like, I can imagine myself being like, right, let's go on to the next one, and being like, oh, what great song. Like, in that pause moment, I feel like that really matters. Yeah. So, yeah. But anyway, you've also written down.
I've also put, and I missed it of last one, Richard Curtis, his first three movies all featured a soundtrack which delivered a number one single. So he had Love Is All Around from Four Weddings and a Funeral, Ronan Keating with When You Say Nothing At All from Notting Hill.
When You Say Nothing At All.
That got to number one. And lastly, Jerry Halliwell's It's Raining Men from Bridget Jones's Diary.
Ah, interesting. Yes. Okay.
So, I should have said that after we'd finished side one, not side two, so apologies. So, as we move on to cassette two, we're still looking for a number one, because we've only found two. And we start on side three, 10 tracks, with The Grid and Swamp Thing. As I said, it was number four in the charts when Meet the Flintstones, All for One, and Wet, Wet, Wet were above it. It actually peaked at number three. Now, just to let you know, you might not know this, it has a connection with the 80s, because it's one half of Soft Cell. So David Ball, who unfortunately recently passed, he was the man behind the keyboard, or the whatever it is, the computer, of The Grid. David Ball was The Grid, who was the other half of Soft Cell with Mark Almond. He was the brains behind remixing of Tainted, the original Tainted Love, for the version that we got from Soft Cell. Obviously, Mark Allman sang it, but David Ball was actually the brains. He was like the Vince Clarke of Soft Cell, whereas Mark Allman was the Andy Bell.
Oh.
So, yes. So, while Mark Allman went off and went become a soloist, David Ball, who couldn't sing, done things like The Grid. Well, with The Grid, like Swamp Thing. And number three.
Nah, I'm not expecting that to be
something that you like. I actually bought it.
Don't.
I got it on cassette single.
No, you're not okay. Yeah. You know when you tell me, right? Let's get real now, Dad. You know when you tell me that you don't smoke, don't drink, no, like you've never done any of this. Well, you have drunk, but you definitely don't now, right? You were definitely on drugs at some point in your life with some of these albums or singles that you buy. You were on drugs at some point, I tell you.
The Swamp Thing's brilliant.
Give over! What do you mean?
Well, I'm not the only one. It got to number three. I didn't buy that many.
Yeah, but do you know what? In the 90s, everyone's going to raves. And this is a rave thing. And everyone at raves is on something. So you were there with them, but you were just dawdling around with your Walkman, still listening to your 80s song and finding yourself in HMV and being like, oh, yeah, that's all right. I'll buy that one. Yeah, and then going over listening to it.
Yeah.
Hi. It's harsh and very in your face and very bass, and I don't do that. I'm all right.
Okay. All right. Let's move on to Two Cowboys. Everybody Gone Fee Gone. Number seven.
No. It's got a good beat at the beginning, and then you're just waiting, and it's just the same. No lyrics, really, and I'm like, okay.
You were loving this side, I can tell. You were loving it.
We're only on song two.
We then come to Max with two X's. Get Away, number four.
Again, very noisy. No.
Okay. Well, so far they've all been in the top 10, two of them in the top five. Then come to Real to Real, featuring the Mad Stuntman. Go on, move, number 7.
Good beat, kind of catchy. Was a bit different to the other three that have been already. So, yeah, weren't bad.
Okay. The Prodigy, No Good, Start to Dance, number 4.
Noise.
I didn't think you'd like the Prodigy.
Too much change throughout. There's just too much going on.
Capella, You and Me, number 10.
Repetitive.
Then we have Hadaway, Rock My Heart, number 9.
Not too bad. Has some good parts to it.
Okay. 2 Unlimited, The Real Thing, number 6.
Fast paced, but I do kind of like it. That one worked okay. Bad.
We then come to Sonic Surfers, Don't Give It Up. Now, before I tell you where it come, what did you think of it?
It's fast and a lot going on.
Okay.
A lot going on.
Well,
why?
Because I don't know why it's on there. Because it's not even in the top 40.
Well, it's thank not even God, in I thought you were going to be like, 50.
This is the number what? One. It got to number 54.
A good long crack. Are they all right?
Why are you well, I think they were in the now towers. Well, let's put Sonic Surfers on. I love this tune. It's going to do
like
well.
A bowl somewhere? Is there a bowl somewhere of let's help these ones out and chuck them in an hour every now and then? And they just put their hand in and go, yeah, that'll do. And they whip out something like that. Because this hasn't been the first one that's just randomly.
No,
been.
We've had a few, yeah. But yeah. Okay. And then we finish with DJ Miko with What's Up. And that was before the app, WhatsApp. Or before, what was it, the frog? Do you remember him? WhatsApp. What was that? The frog.
That weren't a frog. Weren't that, what's his name? WhatsApp.
Yeah, I thought it was a frog.
No.
Yeah. What's the frog? That was all the rage.
Crazy frog. Crazy frog just.
But crazy frog.
No. Was that Ali G? WhatsApp came from Ali G.
Ah, right. Okay. Well, this song got to number 6.
Number 6? Yeah. Oh, I didn't mind this one. It was like a mixture of different songs, like because it was a.
Oh, okay.
And it weren't too bad. I quite liked it. As you're going on, you're kind of getting into a song, which sounds quite annoying. And then it changes, but then you're like, "Oh, okay, something different."
Uh-huh.
So yeah, too bad. Yeah, it is Ali G. What's up?
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay, so we still got a number 1 to find, and we are now moving on to the last side. Also 10 tracks.
Yeah.
And we start with Clubhouse featuring Cole, Light to My Fire. It got to number 45 in 1993.
Oh!
And was re-released and got to number 7.
Wow, what a jump. That's not the first one this week either that like did badly in 93 and then got re-released and did so much better.
Yeah.
I recognise this one. It is again a bit of rave music.
Okay. Then we come to Tony DeBart with The Real Thing.
Yeah.
This is your missing number 1.
Oh. Oh. Are you being serious?
Yeah.
Well, this one weren't bad. I'll take it. Because again, it's a song in the chaos. Bit of a change. Especially from that first one. I mean, yeah. I can't believe I didn't get one number one.
Mm.
I thought I was so confident.
Okay. CJ Lewis, Sweets for My Sweets. Got to number 10 back in 1961 for the Drifters.
Oh, wow.
And it got to number one. And that was in the US. Not right. Here. Over yeah. here in 1963, it got to number one for the Searchers. So you've got another number one. For CJ Lewis, it got to number three.
Not bad. I do like this song. It's got, again, it's like a bit of a change up and it gets you moving.
Okay. Bitty McLean, Dedicated to the One I Love, number six.
Now, I don't think I liked their song last week. I'm sure it was last week we had them. But this one, I do like me some reggae. And I really enjoyed this song. Okay. So it was nice to have that in there.
Then we have R. Kelly, Your Body's Calling. And that got to number 19. Oh, sorry. Salt and Pepper with En Vogue. What a Man got to number 7.
Had this song stuck in my head for a really long time. What a man, 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 a good man. It's such a good sing-along, feel-good, ticks all the boxes.
Good. So now I can let you know, R. Kelly, Your Body's Calling, and got to number 19.
Yeah, so this is nice. I've got R&B creeping in. I do like R&B. I do like this type of music. It is a shame that it's R. Kelly with everything that's gone on recently and what he's come out. Basically, he's... A lot of people have come out and he was a bit of a nonce, basically. Mm-hmm. But I do like this song. It's just a shame that it's R. Kelly. Now you've...
Brand New Heavies with Dream On Dreamer. Got to number 15.
More than once. More than multiple times.
The what, sorry?
I've listened to this one multiple times.
Oh, you like it then?
Oh, yeah. Very catchy.
Uh-huh. We then come to Juliet Roberts, Caught in the Middle. Juliet Roberts appeared on Now 25 with Caught in the Middle.
Oh, so I've had
a second song on here that has already appeared on Now.
And they're both Now 25.
Yes. Now 25. Yeah. This version, again, is a remix. Now, with Doreem, it didn't fare as better. So how did this do? So in 1993... The version that's on Now 25 got to number 24. This remix version, a year later, got to number 14.
Oh, so this one did better. Did. Well, I'd quite like her. I remember having her before I remember the song, so I didn't put two together that was even the same. But yeah, I did enjoy her. I liked it. For a remix,
it's
not bad.
Yeah. Okay. Glowworm, Carry Me Home, got to number 9.
Again, was a nice change. I do quite like that this side had the different sounds in it. And again, that happened here. Weren't too in your face either.
And we finish with Absolutely Fabulous and... Absolutely Fabulous. That got to number 6. It was actually written and produced by the Pet Shop Boys, and it was obviously for comic relief.
Yeah. So I quite liked it. The music could have been better, I think. It was a bit screechy. But the song as a whole, yeah. Didn't mind it. It's good.
All right. Just before I sum up, I just want to go back because I've mucked up. Regarding Aswad and Shine, not Don't Turn Around, which they got to number one.
Yeah, yeah.
Just to let you know, Aswad's Shine was the first of four different songs to appear with that title, which is a joint record. So Shine was remixed for Aswad by the Beatmasters, who have already appeared on Now 11 and Now 13, and they also remixed the Shaman's Ebenezer Good on Now 23. And just to let you know, regarding Two Unlimited and The Real Thing at number six, this was their eighth appearance on Now, but I'm sad to tell you it's their final appearance as well.
Oh, okay.
Sorry, no. Oh, no? Two Unlimited. Oh, no, sorry, I might have said wrong there. Two Unlimited had their eighth and final top 10 hit. Sorry.
Oh, okay. So they probably may still appear, but
yes,
we have had a lot of Two Unlimited. They have appeared quite a few times.
Yeah, I think it may well be their last one, but I don't know. It was their definitely their last top 10 hit, which is quite something. They've had eight songs. They've all been in the top 10.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. So, Elise, over to you now then. Which was your favourite side?
Side number one. Then side number two. Then side number
four. It won't
be
number three. Yeah.
And obviously, way out at the back, we probably won't listen to it again, was side number three.
Which I've left my bit for you to say that first, because I did predict that. And also, it had the Sonic Surfers with Don't Give It Up, which got to number 54, which makes you wonder how that got on above these songs that also were released in 1994. But didn't appear. I know it means nothing to you because you still don't know what they are, but we had Oasis with Supersonic. With Supersonic, or even the Shake Maker, which wasn't such a big hit, but definitely Supersonic. Meatloaf with Objects in the Rearview Mirror may appear closer than they are. Prince with The Most Beautiful Girl in the World. Roxette with Crash Boom Bang, the Cranberries with Dreams, or Manic Street. There you go, and Manic Street Preachers with Faster. There are also a couple of songs that appear on the next Now, which actually should have been on this one. They were E17 Around the World, although they are on here already anyway. Aren't they? Were they? Yeah, they were. Weren't they? No, they weren't. No. I'm getting muddled up with Blur. So E17 should have been on this one with Around the World. They are actually going to be on the next one. And also the Crash Test Dummies with that should have been on here, but actually will be on Now 29. So there we go. So marks out of 10. I think it's going to be better than last week's, but nowhere near the week before, which was a 9.5. I'm thinking maybe around a 6.5, 7.
Oh, you know me well, Dad. It's a 7.
It's a 7.
It's a 7.
Okay. I'll take that.
Imagine a 7. Yeah. Not too bad. Three did let it down. Three let it down a lot.
Yeah. Although they, for the music of that time, when you think about it, other than one song, they were all in the top 10 on side three.
Yeah, but because of when
3, 7, 4, 7, 4, 10, 9, 6, 6. It's just that number 54 that completely.
Yeah.
Just, well. Okay. So next week, you already know two songs that are on it. You have got...
Now 29. Very bold, isn't it?
Up in the clouds.
Yeah. Yeah.
Let's see who's on there. Yeah.
I can't see it. It's gone a bit blurry. No.
Yeah.
I moved it very quickly.
I will send you the track listing for you to get on to.
Yeah.
Enjoy. I'm just looking. I think it's a good one.
You said that about this week, and it was a good one.
Yeah, I was looking at mainly side one and side two. I was the first CD, I suppose, as it would have been. The other CD, to be honest, wasn't my type of music, if I'm honest. Even side four wasn't really mine. But I'd definitely side one and two. Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, I will get you the track listing over for, or I don't really need to because you just download it now, don't you? As they are.
Yes. I do. I still like that you send a track list in, because like this week it was Tony DeBart weren't on the playlist that I had.
Oh really?
Missed off, yeah.
Oh,
it was like, I'm just missed off for whatever reason. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Don't know why that was.
Yeah, I don't know.
Okay. Oh, nothing more to say. I will see you next week to discuss Now 29.
You will. Bye. Indeed, Dad. I'll get this in. Bye, okay. Dad.
Bye.